With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. About 10 years ago, Chicago-born writer Mary Morris was unhappy, personally and professionally. She had just received a grant and decided to leave the States for a while.
I wanted a third-world experience. I wanted to see a very different kind of form of life than what I was used to seeing.
So Mary Morris chose Mexico, where she began to keep a journal that became the basis of her nonfiction book, Nothing to Declare.
I went alone, and I think it was an enriching internal experience for me. I mean, it's not exactly fun.
Not like sunning on a resort beach. Morris planned to do a lot of traveling in Central America and picked as her base the town of San Miguel Allende.
I inadvertently moved into a slum. It would be like coming to Manhattan and moving into the South Bronx.
Her neighbors were impoverished Mexicans living on a subsistence level. As Mary Morris traveled through Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras, she stayed in mostly primitive accommodations.
Staying in a hammock place or sleeping in a straw bed and at the Honduran border, as I did, I think those are kind of growing experiences. I mean, I don't think you get that much out of the, you know, Princess in Acapulco if you want growth experiences.
And when she went from place to place, Mary Morris rode the same broken-down buses the Mexicans used.
I wanted to be with the people. I wanted to experience their way of life. I wanted to sleep the way they slept, and I did all that.
Mary Morris writes of the people she encountered, the lovers she met, her forays into primitive towns and steaming jungles. The result is a powerful, often inspirational book, Nothing to Declare, Memoirs of a Woman Traveling Alone, published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It wasn't posh dining, sweet drinks at poolside, and silk sheets in luxury hotels for the 2 years writer Mary Morris lived in Mexico. In her book, Nothing to Declare, Morris writes of living, eating, and sleeping third world style.
It's an underdeveloped country. I mean, it's a country that looks developed, but basically it's not developed. And just the kinds of things that we take for granted, like being able to get a phone installed or whatever, is very difficult there. So those things are difficult, and medical care is not good.
Mary Morris herself became ill and almost died.
I had some kind of an abscess that ruptured. If I'd been out in the bush, or if I hadn't known to go to the American British Hospital, I would probably be dead right now.
Her worst experience happened while swimming with a young boy near a waterfall in Mexico. The boy drowned.
That experience, out of all the experiences I've had in Mexico, stays in my mind because, first of all, it showed me a lot about life and death south of the border. That was a place where other people had died, and there was no sign, there was no warning, there was nothing to keep us from swimming in this pool at the base of a falls.
Yes, traveling alone, Mary Morris did fear for her personal safety and was occasionally afraid of men.
But I know how to tell people to get lost in Spanish, which I think is very useful.
The people Mary Morris met in Mexico are vividly described.
I've always been able to meet people, you know, except in California for some. I have met people in California. That's unfair to California, but it's harder in California because you spend so much time driving.
Mary Morris, author of Nothing to Declare, published by Houghton Mifflin.
You have to take some risks if you're going to learn things. You know, and I learned a lot about Central America, and I learned a lot about the world by traveling, and I took some risks.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.